Name a song that you recorded that maybe isn't a hit yet or wasn't a hit, but you wish everyone knew about it and listened to it. What would be that song?
So I think if we're talking about my latest album, The Taste, there's a track on there called Strangers in the Night that I think is modern. It's a modern classic. It's really relevant to how we live as people in the world today, with everything kind of being relegated to the 6-inch screen in front of our faces. And you know, you can get food delivered to your house with a phone. You can get somebody to come pick you up, a complete stranger, and they drop you off. And it's just kind of strange these days. And so the song Strangers in the Night, I think, is one that I think people should check out.
Oh, I totally agree. I love that you said that one. I got chills. I was like, yeah, that's the one. So good. Do you have a ritual or a habit that you kind of do through every project when you're writing? Something you always come back to when you're making music?
Absolutely. Usually songs start with me kind of wandering around my basement studio with an acoustic guitar, kind of strumming, and I'll just find some chords that I like. And it may even sound like folky or country at first, and I'll just kind of get a chord progression happening and a little melody idea. And then I'll usually lay that down in onto Pro Tools or whatever, and then I'll start building the song around that. And eventually, over the course of, you know, several hours or days or what have you, the acoustic guitar kind of starts to disappear, and then this sort of dancier, funkier, poppier sound starts to emerge from those seeds.
I've heard people actually refer to some of your work as Métis disco.
Yeah, that's a concept that we're starting to just share with everybody, because both Métis people and the culture of disco are kind of like safe spaces for marginalized people. I mean, disco was born out of a need for safe community, for the LGBTQ community, as well as marginalized, racialized people. And I think there's a great intersection between indigenous peoples and disco culture. And so we wanted to kind of fuse those two together. And so we're calling it Métis Disco.
I love this so much. I love this genre. Now, is there a highlight in your career that you want to reflect on?
We've done three albums. We actually have Yeah Yeah No is our debut album, and Tragic Lover was our sophomore release, and then The Taste being our third album. I think one of the highlights for me in my career was actually that first album, the first time that we went into the studio as a band and kind of laid it all out there on the line and pressed record. And it was a really cool process. I mean, it didn't take very long to do, and kind of things were just sort of like, you know, we threw paint at the wall and everything stuck, and we were just having a super creative and inspired time. And that was a really, really amazing moment for me. If I can just say that my second favorite moment is when we got formed just recently after we got signed to Red Music Rising. We got to go to Warner Music Canada and perform for all of the industry in Toronto and all the staff there at Warner Music. And that was a huge highlight for me to just feel the love and the support, and obviously to see my band name on the marquee and the entrance to Warner Music Canada was pretty sweet.
Oh, they even had
So
it up
yeah.
there too?
Yeah, it was quite amazing. They pulled out all the stops for us, and it's a new performance space here in Toronto at The Well. I guess we were one of the very first bands to play in this new performance space at Warner Music. So it was a real honor, and it was a very special night.
That is really, really special. Like seeing your name up on lights, it's a moment. It's a moment.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of that, what's a venue or a festival that you really want to play at?
Oh, that's a very good question. Last night, we actually got to play at the TD Music Hall here in Toronto, which is attached to Massey Hall. So I'm going to say that maybe perhaps my next visit or my next performance could be in the main theater at Massey Hall. That'd be great. I would say, though, I think that FIFA is actually coming to Toronto. So that would be an amazing gig, too, just to perform for the crowds there.
Oh, yeah. Both of those. I've been in Massey Hall. It's so incredible. So incredible.
Yeah. Last night when we were playing, Ben Harper was playing, so we were kind of competing with him. So,
no way. Little
yeah.
competition going on with Ben Harper there.
It was cool to see all the tour buses and stuff parked outside. It was kind of nice.
What's something that people sometimes might get wrong about the type of music you make?
I don't think there's any wrong answers when it comes to any kind of music. I think it's in
Nice.
the ear of the beholder. Like last night we had people referring to my voice a little bit like young George Michael,
Oh.
or and I've heard Marshall Crenshaw in the past. So I mean, like, And although I don't hear it when I hear myself sing, I can, you know, it's in the ear of the beholder. But I would like to say that, like, a lot of my earlier stuff was definitely that sort of four-piece rock and roll quartet. And then Tragic Lover came along, and it was a little bit more of introspective songwriting, bigger production value to the record, lots of ambience in there. And then now we're sort of bringing it to back to more of a dance focused sound. But dance has just been a huge part of my life for a long time. I mean, I grew up going to jigging competitions at fiddle festivals, and I was always the first person on the dance floor at school dances and the last person to leave. It's so I think maybe the crossover might confuse people a little bit, but dance has just always been a part of my life, from early tap dancing lessons when I was a kid to learning how to do musical theater as a teenager. Maybe if people are thinking that I'm trying to cross over to pop and dance, that it's, you know, I should stay in my lane with rock, but dance has always been a part of my life.
Yeah, I love that that's all kind of coming together for you. You are Edmonton based. I know that you have a few events that are coming up. Anything that you want to chat about or promote?
Absolutely. So on June 12th, we are playing at Cafe Bicyclette for the Surface Credit Union Patio Series. We play at 7, and we're going to be playing two sets outside in the beautiful weather on the beautiful patio.
Yes.
And then on June 14th, we're going to be taking part in Highlandia Festival. And it's going to be a great lineup of local artists there in the Highlands neighborhood. And we're really looking forward to two nice, beautiful outdoor concerts next week.